Coming to you from Cary, North Carolina, and Jackson, Michigan, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. This is the show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Why, hello, and welcome to episode 100 of the Function Get Options Podcast, the irreverent, fun advice show about your life with WordPress. I'm Adam Silver with my friend, my compatriot, my bunny, Kyle Maurer. Say hi, Kyle. Oh, Kyle's.
Hey.
Kyle's,
hey, Adam.
Kyle's pouring a beer because it's in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. And, yes, it is.
And it's a celebration. And in honor of our celebration of episode 100, why don't you tell the audience listening who else is with us today?
Michael Jordan.
Whoa.
I mean, and also Joe Howard.
Joe
of the
Howard.
WP Buffs.
Welcome to the show, Joe Howard.
Thank you. Thank you. People don't usually tell the story, but you know how Michael Jordan made JV basketball his freshman year? I was actually the basketball player who made varsity over him. So that's a fun fact about me that people don't know. So I'm pretty much a baller.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And it explains a little bit about nothing.
Yeah, you're older than you look, and
whoa!
But it was smart of you to choose an alternate career path after that. I think you made the right choice. WordPress maintenance has so much more potential.
It really does.
This is a growing niche. You know, being paid tens of millions of dollars as an NBA player is a little bit overrated. So I chose another route.
The travel gets tiring. I mean, look at me. I'm the commissioner of the NBA. Adam Silver is the commish. So.
Yeah, we had a little meeting before this call. You know, we were just talking.
Right.
Some business.
You know, I don't understand it. Just on a side note here, or on the same note, you know, on Twitter, I'm Hey Adam Silver, and I get tweets during the season, people who are mad at the commissioner for the refs and whatnot. And to this day, people just don't realize, awesome. I have hair, people. He doesn't. I have the
Did
hair.
You look at my profile picture?
Yeah,
before you
I have it? The hair. He has the bankroll. Just saying. Gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway,
if you shaved, you probably could pull off a good Adam Silver impression though, because he has a similar like build and body shape.
He's
size
tall,
and stuff.
Skinny. I'm actually like an inch taller, but other than that, you're right.
He says he's an inch taller, like he's looked up his height and knows.
Oh, he's 6'3". I'm 6'4". Yeah, of course I know his height.
Of course.
Anyway, so yeah. Hey, what's going on in your world, Mr. Kyle Maurer, since you, whatever. What's up
Mr.
over there?
Mr. Me. Well, you know what? One of the things that I've been working on a little bit lately is trying to figure out what to do. I'm a little bit perplexed. I don't know how we should spend our time on our 10th anniversary, which comes up this month. You know?
It's coming up. Oh, you and Ashley.
Yeah, it's a milestone, and I'm just feeling short on creative ideas. I want to do something special.
What's the traditional 10th anniversary gift? Have you looked that up yet?
Oh, shoot.
Start with that.
I don't know. It's probably a website.
That's so sad. That's not traditional. That's new age or new traditional. I don't know.
Yeah, WordPress site.
I remember when whatever year it was, I looked up one year in the first 2-3 years, and I had this old bit when I was doing stand up, and I'll just share with you now. I remember the gift of that year was cotton. So the joke I came up with is that I gave my wife a roll of quarters in my laundry basket.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's in Dutch. Thank
nice. But I'm
yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. You guys are like smart, like
I would
cool
do,
guys.
I would do an escape room.
an escape room?
You've been locked with me in a marriage for 10 years. You can stand another hour in an escape room.
Joe, are you married?
I don't know. I don't know that I like that. I don't know.
Yes.
I
don't know. Yes. 2 years now. Oh. Well, 2 years in 3 days.
Oh,
from amazing.
I didn't want to steal, Kyle's anniversary thing going on. But
that's cool. Well, what are you going to do? You probably already have your plan because it's 3 days away.
Well, Sterling is out of town during our anniversary, so there's nothing actually going on during anniversary, but we'll do something next week. We actually don't have big plans for anniversary this year. We are not as big celebrators on the actual day and stuff, so we'll go out and do something, but we kind of usually keep it low-key.
I like that name, Sterling. I mean, my last name is Silver.
Yeah, there you go. It's very unique. Most people, usually I say I'm married to Sterling, a lot of people are like, so, like, your partner, like, you're married to a guy, like, people have this, and she gets a lot of mail that has, that
Mister.
Says, dear Mr. Sterling Howard, or Mr. Sterling Morris, but, yep, she's
how interesting.
A
wow.
6-foot white woman who's a, I don't know, fifth, sixth generation Texan, so a little different than people should be expecting, yeah.
Right on. I didn't think either way of it. My thought is, when people tell me that information, you know, as far as a name or a partner, I don't assume either way. I just like, okay, as long as you're happy, I don't care who you marry. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I agree, and I'm down with that sentiment.
Yeah. So back to real quick, Kyle. Anniversary 10 years. Yeah. Good luck. That's
all. Thanks.
Yeah, no pressure.
I appreciate that.
And yeah, Joe,
I thought I could count on you guys. You let me down so far, but maybe we won't let our listeners down with the rest of this episode.
Right. And then Joe, congratulations on the 2 years of in a couple of days from this recording.
Congrats.
Thank you. Thank you. My anniversary is funnily enough, actually also on my birthday. July 15th is my anniversary and birthday. So we kind of joke, we got married when I was 28. So I'll never have another birthday because it's always the anniversary. So it'll never be my birthday again. Yeah.
I asked.
So 28 forever, I guess.
I asked my wife to marry me on my birthday. Oh, so we got engaged on my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Right. She said yes. Whew. Okay. Yeah. So what else is going on? Joe, what's going on in your life over there? What's going on? Are you in D.C.?
Yes, D.C. And so I do this other WordPress podcast, WPMRR podcast. My co-host, Christy, who is a Liquid Web person, she just moved to D.C. So we have it's now kind of like a D.C. podcast. I didn't mean for that to happen, but she moved to D.C. too now. So we get a little more FaceTime, get to hang out.
Cool.
That's cool. I listened to the recent episode. You guys got to record face to face.
Yeah, that's crazy. Cool.
I hate it. I hate recording in person with Kyle. No, I'm kidding.
I love it. I love it. Adam and I have probably done 3 or 4 episodes in the same room.
More than that.
The show. More than that? I don't know. It's not that anymore.
4. I count 6 or 7. Anyway. Yeah.
They're always the best. It's so much more fun.
Yeah.
Usually you get to log in, Adam. You get to log in, do the podcast, then you just get to leave Kyle behind. Thank goodness. But you know, when you're doing it in IRL, you know, you got to hang out with him and talk to him about off air stuff. Oof.
Right. Yeah. It's tough. It's weird.
So. Unnecessary.
Yeah.
Foul play.
Right on.
Adam. Cool. Yeah. Adam. Anything going on in your world that is of interest?
Oh well, let's see. Ellen's back on the road for a couple of days. She was home for a week, gone for 8, back gone for 4 now. Some staffing changes over here at the agency side of my world, which is that's why before we hit record, I said it's been a rough week because, there's some staffing changes. Always just, it is what it is. Joe.
Oh yeah, I'm nodding my head yes, I know exactly what you're going through. It can be exciting in the positive direction, but it's also a challenge depending on what's happening.
And I wasn't surprised at part of it, but it's just kind of a bummer because it just takes energy to deal with it, and then clients have to be informed and stuff like that. So other than that, it is what it is. So
big ripple effect through the whole business.
Right.
Yeah. So, hey Kyle, how do you want to, talk about episode 100? I mean, it's 100. It's a big deal. What do we want to do? Anything special?
The century mark.
Yeah, that's right. This is a big deal for us. We're pretty excited. And what we decided to do is we want to tell you what makes this show possible. And a huge part, a part that you can't even measure how big it is, of what makes this show possible is those who support the show.
Right.
In particular, we've got a couple examples for you that we want to thank.
Right. So that said, I'm going to go ahead and play something from one of the people who supported the show many, many times with great questions and just who's been a guest on the show too. So I put this together as a thank you to the one and only Sarah Dunn.
I might be only 14 years old, but one day in the future, when I get engaged to be married, I'm going to be searching Google for a wedding expert. And you know what? I'm sure I'll find the perfect person thanks to 11web. That's because 11web is the digital marketing agency focused on helping wedding professionals be found online and find customers. So, if you are in the wedding services business and want to be found online, check out 11web at 11web.com. That's 11web.com.
You like that?
Yeah, that was a good one, man.
That was Carson. Excellent. That was Carson doing that voiceover for me because he's 14.
Very cool.
Yeah.
He's awesome. You're getting him involved already.
Already. That's cool. And you wanted to, there's one that you kind of came up with, right?
Yeah, heck yeah. Let's bring up the next thank you, a tribute to someone who has also been a very vocal supporter of the show.
I got that first page on lockdown. Hey, guess what I found? An SEO pro, you know, who don't mess around. First page on lockdown. Hey, guess what I found? An SEO pro, you know, who don't mess around. My competitors' pages are nowhere to be found. My track.
traffic is soaring and sales abound, all because I have the brains to hire a lockdown. That's right. One, two, three, and four. These are the spots that my pages were made for. On SERPs, I'm king, dominating, rising and outranking. For this, I am thanking a West Coast bro who knows SEO and can take any site just where you want it to go. So if you need all organic traffic to accelerate, call 916-747-2198. Yeah.
Nice. That was for the one and only John Locke.
John Locke, lockdownseo.com.
Yes.
Thank you for supporting the show and making it possible.
Right. So we have a couple more of those during the show. But moving on from right now, we're going to go to this.
This is the point at which we do talk about everything that's new.
All right. A couple things in the news here. I just wanted to bring this up. I put this in the show notes a couple days ago. Did you both know, or were you both aware, that classicpress.net is still a thing?
No.
Do you care?
I did not. I had no clue.
They have a most recent blog post. It's still active. I mean, I'm just fascinated that this is still a thing. And I'm not fascinated. I was just like, huh. Because it got me thinking about all the forks because of Gutenberg and this. So without throwing one of, I think he works at Sandhills. I could be wrong. Is Triple J at Sandhills now?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. So he had something that he was trying to push out there back in December. Where did his go?
You're putting me on the spot here. I haven't asked John
okay.
about that.
Yeah. I can't find it. I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about, Adam. I can't remember it either.
Yeah. It was something where he was trying to do its own version of WordPress. I mean, another fork of some sort and whatever, you know. Oh, and it had a weird sounding name, almost inappropriate sounding, you know, like, I don't know. Whatever.
Are you talking about Backpress?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Because that's older.
No. Yeah, that's older. Anyway, but I just thought it was interesting that Classic Press is still active. So I just wanted to mention that.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Active in terms of like still getting development?
I think so.
Wow. Okay. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, well, cool.
It's good. I mean, you guys
do your thing, man.
I mean, there's been at least six or seven other forks out there that have withered, if I'm not mistaken. So.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
All right.
Neat.
And then you wanted to mention something there in the news yourself?
Yeah, the schedule for WordCamp Ann Arbor 2019 is now finished.
Yeah.
Thanks to me. finally finished. Yeah, it was on my to-do list for a long time. But I'm pretty proud of it. I think the schedule looks pretty good this year. So if there's any chance that you could come join us at the end of August in Ann Arbor, Michigan, we would love to have you there with us.
And for those who don't know, I've been to that camp many a time. It's one of my favorite camps of all time. But I won't be there this year because it's my wife's birthday, our anniversary weekend, and it is the weekend that my kids go back to school. So I'm not going to make it. Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, okay. So it's like 54 days away or something like that. So, you know, FYI.
Yeah.
So, all right. So that's that. That's any. Hey, Joe, do you have any news you want to share?
News. In the
WordPress space?
WordPress space? I have a personal news, but yeah, I got WordPress news. I don't know. I'm trying to think I don't want to be like self-promotional about stuff we're doing, but no.
Okay.
I'm skipping out on news.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. That's fine. All right.
News is great. WordCamp Ann Arbor coming up. I'm hanging out. I'm not going to as many WordCamps the upcoming year. I'm kind of cooling down a little bit on WordCamps. I've just done a ton of WordCamps over the past like 2 years.
Me too.
Kyle, we hung out at WordCamp Europe. I do WordCamp Europe and US every year. And then I probably do like 10 other WordCamps in the last 2 years. And it's just like, whew, it's catching up to me a little bit. So yeah. I'm cooling down on WordCamps. But
this year,
Push people to go to Ann Arbor. It's an awesome WordCamp.
I think I've only done two this year, maybe three. And I'm down, like, I'll be down by half this year versus my normal 10. I'll probably max out at 5, I think, tops.
Crazy.
Yeah. Tops. Anyway, okay.
That's tough.
We have another two more supporter spotlights, and I'm going to go ahead and play this one for you. This one is Joey. Yeah, okay.
Go to lastlights.net. That's where you'll get quality photography you won't forget.
That's right. For stunning snapshots so beautiful, they'll change the way you see this world. Check out lastlights.net. Singapore-based photographer Joey J shares his expertise and his art on this site, which is well known as a solid source for cityscape scenes captured on film. Visit his website today and download his free ebook, which provides information about long exposure photos and the blue hour.
Go to lastlights.net, that's where you'll get
quality photography you won't forget.
Nice. Joey J, he is a real person, and he has sent in some amazing questions. We like Joey J. So,
thank you for making this show possible.
Right. And
great name. Great name.
Is it?
Yeah. It's probably real.
Yeah. No, he's a good guy. He's cool. And then I have one here. This was just to kind of give a little backstory. This is a beatnik, in essence, style type of thing. And, you know, here, take a listen here.
Okay.
This one's dedicated to the one on sabbatical, with tax closing tickets like a fanatical. We've had him on the show in the past. Thanks to him, we always had a blast. He's a cool daddy, makes a terrible caddy, doesn't like to wear khaki, is extremely web savvy. His skills are solid in support, went out of his way to get me at the airport. Father to the two Ks, enjoys their school days, doesn't get much sleep nowadays. We tip our hat to the one, to the only one homie who's not a phony, Dustin. Dustin Hartzler.
Dustin Hartzler.
Dustin Hartzler.
Dustin.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I just like that one. It makes me giggle. So
yeah, right.
I was giggling. I was trying not to giggle too much on air while it was happening.
That's all good. Here we go.
What you wearing, what you bring, what you drinking now? What you wearing, what you bring, what you bringing now?
All right, I'm going first. What I'm wearing, I've got a Gravity Forms t-shirt on. I am drinking water because I need more water in my life from a WordCamp Miami water bottle. And I'm reading a new book, actually. It's not really, well, I'm reading it and going through it. It's Drawing with the Right-Hand Side of Your Brain by Betty Edwards. It's a classic. I was looking for a hobby not connected at all to WordPress recently, and I need to make that, you know, something creative and physical and tangible. So it's drawing. So I'm going to start drawing more again. I haven't done it since like college. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, Kyle, what are you wearing, drinking, reading?
Well, I'm wearing a Freemius t-shirt, which is very soft and delightful. It's the first time I've worn it. And I'm wearing a WordPress trucker cap. In addition, I am drinking something much cooler than you, Adam. I'm disappointed in you this time. But I'm sipping on a Tart Side of the Moon, brought to you by Brewery Vivant out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Oh. It is one of my all-time favorite beers. So the fact that I'm opening it up today means this is a special occasion.
Wow. Okay. And Mr. Joe?
I am wearing an Easy Digital Downloads t-shirt.
You suck up. You got a spot on the show already.
One of my favorite checkout carts for digital goods, for people who don't know. Everyone listens like, yes.
They made your top 20 list.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Number 20. Nailed it. I'm drinking some matcha. I'm a big green tea drinker. So this is kind of like, it's like concentrated green tea. It comes in a powder form. But this one is also special for episode 100. I got this matcha in Japan while I was there. So I don't have much of it. So when I drink it, like you, Kyle, for a very special occasion.
Awesome.
I'm reading this book called Radical Candor. I'm sure people have heard of it before, but I'm definitely trying to, one of my big things is just trying to be more honest and transparent with my team and to try and like influx the culture a little bit with that, just to make sure everybody has the ability to do that. So I'm trying to lead by example there. So I'm reading that and yeah, been pretty good.
And that's by Kim Scott, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah. It's on my list. That's why I know it. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. It's been on my list for like 6 months and it's finally got around to it. Awesome. So.
Very cool. Hey, cool. And hey, Kyle, guess what time it is?
Oh, you know, I would like to phone a friend, if that's okay. I've got a friend, Joseph Howard in Washington, D.C. He knows a lot about podcasts. Joe, can you help me answer the question about what time it is?
Ring, ring. Hey, Kyle. Sure. No problem.
So I'm going, Kyle, you don't, that's it. That's all you got?
Tell me what time it is.
Oh, wait. I guess I could. There we go. Oops, it's like episode 100 and fail. That's right. It's questions time. You sent them in. We read them. We researched them. And now it's time to give you some options. Are you gentlemen ready? Joe, are you ready? Kyle, are you ready? Here we go. 3 seconds to go. Question number one. There it is. All right. I'm going to ask the first one, and then you guys can answer. So I have some answers, too. But the question is sent in by Renee. She asks, how do I come up with a business name? This has been on her list for a year. She does WordPress design and development, care plans, lead gen, email marketing, wants something to encapsulate all of that. Do I want to, I don't think I want to use WordPress in the name. I don't want to be tied to that. And it's not all she does. So that's the question.
Okay. Thanks, Renee, for the great question.
Good question. Yeah.
The best way, obviously, to come up with a business name is to write into the Get Options podcast, as you'll soon discover. We've got some great ideas for you.
Oh, no pressure. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best
after this,
way.
She'll have the perfect one.
How do you guys feel about Renee Marketing? Or maybe Marketing by Renee? Kind of like by Chanel. Indulgence by Chanel.
Yeah, it's like a white glove service.
Yeah, Marketing by Renee. Or maybe just Renarketing.
Keep it clean. Keep it clean.
I don't know. What have you got?
Well, I have an option.
Okay.
Pick your least favorite magazine. Then pick your favorite number. Divide that number by two. Go to that page number. Rip out that page. Place that page on a dartboard. Throw a dart at that page. And whatever word you hit is the name of your new company.
Oh, my.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's how I pick. I mean, how do you think I got Kitchen Sink WP? I was in a magazine and I got, it was like, you know, just a Kitchen Sink.
Yeah.
That's a lot of steps. That's a lot of steps.
It was, yeah.
But probably effective.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think I'm actually a pretty bad person to ask about this question because similarly to you, Adam, I had no impetus behind the name of WP Buffs. WPBuffs.com was actually, it was not supposed to be what it is today. It was just a WordPress blog. Because I was like history buff, like someone who knows a lot of history. Okay, WP Buffs. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. The domain's open. It's $10. And that's how the name came about.
Well true story. So Kitchen Sink, and here's the funny thing. So Matt Mullenweg didn't realize this, but I came up with Kitchen Sink WP because I also had like Kitchen Sink photography. So everything X but the kitchen sink is that saying, right? And it, by chance, WordPress had the tooltip called Kitchen Sink. It's where now the tooltip says more in the old tiny MCE editor for the dropdown. I come up with this brand. I go use it, Kitchen Sink WP. And a month later, the next release of WordPress, they remove it. So that was kind of a bummer.
Yeah. Nice timing. Yeah. Nailed it.
So my friend Jamie wrote a plugin to bring it back. So it's in my Git repo.
Right.
Here's another option for you, Renee. You could partner with other companies. You could merge a name. You can, you know, kind of what you just said, Kyle. You said Renee something or Renee McMarketing.
Renarketing.
I have an idea. Like I'm still pretty confident that pretty soon, myself and Automatic are going to merge, and we're going to be called Adamatic.
Atomatic.
Right.
So okay. It's
two names in the
right,
name.
Right.
Blended together.
And if I really wanted, if I want to pivot my company, the kitchen sink side of my life, I might try to partner up with Kohler from Kohler Sink. So I'd be Kitchen Kohler Sink WP.
Okay. Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah. Two solid options.
I hope you're getting some inspiration from this.
Yeah, so
I think there's a lot of different directions people can go, especially with like a digital marketing agency. You can go like Blank Digital or like Blank Studios or just, yeah, something around Renee. I think a lot of what makes a company successful is going to be like a lot of the execution, like how you do marketing and sales, how you do operations, how you actually execute on things, how like good you are at stuff. The name, I actually think like a lot of name stuff is like, you just don't want it to be really bad. Like in terms of like getting like the best, you just don't want someone to see it and be like, ugh, I'm not working with them. That name's stupid or whatever. But you, right. Like the difference between like a 8 out of 10 name and a 10 out of 10 name, I don't think there's really a big difference there. I think the difference is like how people think about that company. People say like your brand is what other people say about you. So
I mean
I think the name is you need to have a good one, but don't overanalyze and try to like find the perfect one and take hours and days and weeks trying to figure out what exactly the name should be.
I mean, Renee could go with a French thing, like, you know, it's the Renee Agency, so I'm just spitballing it. Never mind that one. Another thought is, if you're inspired by mythology or literature, it just depends what is that you like that you also that would potentially work, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that idea actually a lot, Adam. Like, I'm a big like space nerd. Mm-hmm. So like anything around space, if there's like a company that does something totally random but it has like a space theme, I'm like, oh, this company's awesome.
Right.
So like I think that. And if you like doing that, then you're gonna love working with your brand. So I like that idea.
Yeah.
Right. You can't go wrong with like rocket based logos. Those are like so popular. It's a joke. We have like a Slack channel with some of us local friends where like anytime we see a rocket logo, we paste it into that Slack channel. Just it's a running joke. Yeah. But they're huge. They're huge. So that's, there's your space stuff. I've come up with some brands for some things before, or like been involved in the branding process and a lot of things. And my, I guess my process, if you will, of like working through that start to finish, it's roughly 8 steps. I think. Yeah.
Roughly okay. 8. Like you say, roughly. Like roughly 8. Like it's 8, and you're like roughly. No, it's not.
It's roughly
7 or 9.
It's roughly 8 and a quarter. I don't know. You know, roughly means like a couple of these steps could maybe like not apply in every case, but. Okay, so you start with jotting down a bunch of qualities and characteristics of the brand you want to have. This is step 1. Step 2, add a bunch more words or phrases which are similar or share those qualities and the characteristics to this list after extracting a long list of words from those notes that you've written down. You know, so if this is a brainstorming session that turns into like a, just like a free flow of notes, you extract words from it, and then you brainstorm on other words that like basically mean similar things to those words on this list, or it could be, maybe they could be synonyms, or maybe they could just be other things that exist which capture those same characteristics. So, you know, like if something that you want to convey, something that's large, you could use mountain in your brand, or you want to convey something that, you know, has integrity, you know, then you would use Joseph Howard as the
I like mountain, because now we're getting into like the mountain. Now we're like Game of Thrones. So like now we're into a new area.
No, don't tell me. I've never seen the show.
Don't do it. The other steps start. And once you've got that list of names, the words, phrases, you start playing with the domain search tool. And, you know, with my favorites from the list, that's what I'll start punching into that. Domain search is like somewhat flawed, but perhaps the best tool that we have, you know, for checking availability. I'm not a purist when it comes to like, you got to use the .com. If you can't get the .com, don't do it. I don't really believe and agree with that, but it is a good way to investigate how this word or phrase is already being used in the world, whether they're like active brands that you could get confused with.
There's some other tools to just that you check the domain name, but also to check like social profiles to see if they're available.
Right.
That
could
also
name,
be helpful.
Name check.
I don't know many of them, but
yeah, name check is one.
You gotta do that. Yep.
Cool.
Start. Then you begin maintaining a list of available domains for that, like whatever combinations you like best. This is the other steps in my process. Then I'll maybe conduct deeper research, kind of like using tools like Joe mentioned, to see how the key standouts like really do exist. Maybe this domain is taken, but is it actually being used? Or maybe there are some variations on it, but they could be like active social profiles. There could be a band on Facebook using this name. They don't have the domain. And you might not want to conflict. So after that, I hire somebody on Fiverr to throw together a logo concept or two, maybe, and or maybe even some other brand assets. I have done this before. It's pretty cheap, and you can get some pretty decent stuff that you can work with for either an MVP or just the next step, which is pitch the brand to any stakeholders in your conversation. This is something I've done before. Or maybe even if it's just you, practice recording yourself giving an elevator pitch for your company with each possible brand and say with conviction the name of your brand and the website and the services and what your brand stands for, and just see how you feel about the brands after actually using them. At this stage, you should be narrowing it down to a small list.
Yeah.
That's kind of my process for it.
And that's a great process. I have nothing else after that. High five, virtual high fives. Yes. Or catch a fly. I'm not sure what Joe's doing there.
Mosquito. It was a mosquito.
Okay.
Also virtual high five.
I was like, okay.
It was one into the other. It was supposed to be like this transition of catch to high five.
Right. Cool. Okay. I think that's a good.
I was only halfway through my advice.
Oh, really? You have 8 more steps, I hope?
No, there are not more steps.
Finish it up. We got to finish.
I had to say that I got to share a bit of advice for Renee.
Yeah.
This is Kyle personally speaking. Mm-hmm. This is a little bit of Kyle's opinion bleeding through. I think you do a lot of things. This process is harder when you are offering 5 different services. In that case, you had to find a brand name which is pretty non-specific or descriptive, and you'll struggle with the tagline when it comes to that, and marketing becomes a little more of an uphill battle because you're just undefined I recommend choosing one of those services and embracing it completely. That is my advice. I'm on record.
It's like that. It's like the holidays. Happy Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever that whole long thing is.
Right. Yeah, Kwanzaa.
Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right. You know. Anyway, you guys get the idea. But yeah. I did actually pull up an instant domain search, and I looked for some ideas to give Renee some inspiration.
Okay, what do you got?
Okay, I got a handful of domains here. First, funkmasterweb.com was totally available. Yeah, that's pretty good. Yep. Think you can start to picture the brand already. Okay. Deliciousemail.com is available. Yep. How about that? You can just choose the email marketing specific. Majortortoise.com. That's out there. I know the tortoise beats the hare, you know? Think about that. Market all the things. That is available. .com is.
Dot marketing.
Yeah. Marketallthethings.com. alldayrenee.com is
now that's the wrong way. That's getting saucy. Back to the saucy.
Hey, you guys took that in the wrong direction. Melodic Marketer is available.com. Zamplitude.com. How about that one? That's kind of a fun ring to it.
Zamplitude.
What is that? Just a fun word?
Zamplitude also causes side effects, maybe dizziness, hunger pains, kidney failure, and liver disease.
And death.
Have I seen like an old couple playing with their like granddaughter?
Right.
In the commercial,
Zamplitude.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. I still think Zamplitude sounds cool. Anyway, I think that was probably useless.
I just bought Zamplitude.
Renee, maybe we inspired you to just think outside the box.
You need to get off your high horse and get step down from that Zamplitude.
Okay. All right.
Can I add a last quick thing here?
Of course.
Yeah. So if you talk with clients and customers now, I think a lot of times it's really hard to create a brand or a name of a company out of thin air. A lot of times it's going to be helpful to talk to your customers you work with now and do just if you already hop on calls, you can just do like a last 5 minutes of call and ask some questions about like what people like about you. What do people enjoy about working with you? And then from those things, you can say, all right, here's a collection of 10 things or 20 or 30 things that our clients said about us that they really liked. Let's try and put those together into whatever new branding looks like. Because then when you have this new brand, it stems from what you know people already liked about your old brand or your current brand or what you've done in the past. So that could be helpful as like having confidence in that foundation. Cause when I make stuff up from the blue, it totally is like, who knows what's going to happen. It could be awful. Right. So it helps to have a little confidence in that.
One other little one could be like, I mean, you could spin off of something else that's kind of known, like she could go just like swoosh.
Just do it. Nike.com. Mm.
Yeah. I like your advice though a lot, Joe. I think I really adore that advice, and I do think like the one of the best sources for inspiration when it comes to how to focus on your key qualities, the things you're capable of excelling at. Let your customers tell you.
Yeah.
Ask them, frankly.
Great. Yeah. All right. We're gonna move to the third round of our supporter spotlights now. Before we do another question, this one is a style that I've been working into my life lately. I'm a big fan of movies. I think Kyle is as well. Joe, I think you like movies. So this is for somebody out there. So take a listen to this one.
In a world, in a land, in a time, presenting one man based on a true story, written, directed, and starring that same man, co-starring a group of kids, a dog, a fish, featuring a hacker. Now hold tight, because the end is near. It's all about Alex Gustafson. If you think you've seen it all, think again.
That's a movie trailer. I think Alex Gustafson, epic. I think he needs an epic movie about him.
Oh,
I'd pay $12 to see that movie, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dang. Sounds epic.
IMAX screen.
Yes.
3D.
You missed the very end of it. You laughed because there's a gap, and it says, of course, you missed the last little segment where it says, actually, I think I might be able to bring it up here for a second. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's listen to this part.
This movie's not yet rated.
So thanks, Alex, for always setting in questions when I ask you to, and et cetera. So, all right. So that was that one. Oh, and then, Kyle, you have a TLC.
I want to say a special thank you to Tara Clays, who has been a huge supporter of our show since day one. But do you guys know that Tara also has a show? Mm-hmm. That's right. Hallway Chats is an outstanding show created and hosted by Tara Clays and Liam Dempsey. In addition to just being a well-produced show with charming hosts and valuable content, the premise of the show is really what makes this podcast special. You see, if you peruse the episodes of all the 16 dozen other interview shows in our industry, you will see the same guests over and over. Adam and I are no exception to this. We have interviewed on our other shows many of the more well-known, celebrities, if you will, and so is everyone else. But Hallway Chats is different. They focus on finding the most interesting people with the great stories who are not getting the spotlight already. They network and dig and search and find people who are absolutely worth learning about. Then they record a deep conversation with them, which is always enlightening and inspiring. What's more, Tara and Liam are incredibly committed. They've released 106 episodes already, and they started 6 months after we did. I strongly encourage you to open up your podcast app right now and search for Hallway Chats. You'll be glad you did. Thank you, Tara Clays.
Thank you, Tara Clays. Yay.
Yes, Tara. Can I do also a second shout out to Tara? Because sure. You gave a shout out. Tara was one of, she's a DC person with me. She was one of our super, super early supporters when it was the WP Buffs was like me and a couple freelancers. And she would like help to support us and she would always give us shout outs and stuff. So from when we were a youngling in the WordPress space, she always gave us support. So I also want to give a shout out to Tara, who is one of the most awesome people in the WordPress community.
That's so great.
I mean, a little bit more love for Tara is she sent me, we were in a mastermind together. She sent me like a little note too. So I keep this little postcard.
I got one of those here too somewhere. I don't know where it is, but it's here.
Yeah, I keep it. People send me notes and stuff for thanking, you know, whatever. And I just, they're heartfelt, you know, and I do keep them handy. So.
She's the
best. What a delight.
Because, you know, it's I mean, just as a tangent, but connected to this, as you know, working from home, being kind of alone a lot, it gets lonely. So when you look at these little notes, it's nice to get these little thank yous. So anyway, okay, we're gonna go to question number two. Do you want to ask this one, Kyle?
Yeah, I do. I also want to say that Tart Side of the Moon is such a good beer. Okay. You guys are missing out. This is so good.
Are they a sponsor of the show? Come on.
Yeah. This next question is a good one. Mm-hmm. It comes to us from Serena Dawn.
Ooh.
She asks, how do you measure your ROI on a podcast, or at least know doing it is worth your time? Thank you, Serena, for the great question.
Great question.
Great.
First of all, I hate when people say great question. Secondarily,
I actually hate
great
that too.
Great answer. You're about to have a great answer.
Great line of words put into a sentence. Okay. So the ROI, really simple. Love is the ROI.
That's like mine. If I keep seeing delightful questions coming in from delightful people like Serena, then that is all the signal I need that it is worthwhile.
Right. I mean, having a dog in the background is fantastic. I saw, Joe, you had one there. You know.
RV, he's chilling.
Oh, nice. Yeah. ROI on a podcast, it can't be a financial ROI on a podcast, Serena, in my opinion, shouldn't be the primary purpose of doing the podcast, unless you are like a part of Gimlet or part of Radiotopia or something. That's a little different angle there, but it's more informational. It's part of, can it make money? Sure. These days, starting a podcast in a specific, very small niche, small bean, WordPress, it can't be the primary goal of having it be a direct financial immediate ROI. It takes time to build an audience, to build a community, to get traction, et cetera. Trust me, I know, because I've been doing it for a while. And yeah, I love doing it. And that's why I do it. Plain and simple. So.
Huh. Well, like, we've obviously got a podcast, but also Serena has one too. And
does she?
Yeah, I checked.
Okay.
And you and I both have other podcasts.
True.
And Joe has a podcast. Right. So like basically everybody these days is podcasting.
It's not Joe anymore, guys.
Joe. throw down, Joe. Like, how do you measure whether it's worthwhile to keep doing this thing?
I have lots of thoughts on this. I think it's an interesting question coming from especially small business owners, because doing a podcast, there's there is some privilege in being able to record a podcast when it takes so much time to like run a business and be successful. So people who are in the WordPress space trying to like make their own thing happen, like how do you find time to do a podcast if it's not returning something financially? So like I understand the question, I think, in that sense. I think that, I mean, we all kind of have, like, podcasting isn't any of our only things.
Not yet.
Like, Adam, you're doing some agency stuff. You know, Kyle, you're at Sand Hills. Like, I have WP Buffs. I don't know about you guys, but for me, the revenue that comes through WP Buffs fully funds the podcast. And that puts me in a nice position where I don't really have to worry as much about ROI. I actually think about it as, like, the spend of it is, like, doing the podcast is so much fun for me. Like, I love talking with Christy every week and getting guests on the show. And to me, like, that's what I want to spend the money on. That's the whole point of all of this, is to spend money on doing things I love to do. So I totally agree with you, Adam, in that sense. If you're really thinking about, like, ROI, like pure ROI, though, which I, what Adam, what you said about not doing a podcast primarily for financial reasons, I think is most things, that's the right way to go. But if you're a small business and you really feel like you want to launch a podcast and have it give some ROI, there's always, you know, growing to the show to the point of sponsorships. That's kind of a whole new thing, but that isn't kind of an easy way to say, how much money am I spending on the podcast? How much time am I spending on the podcast? And multiply that by whatever your, consider your hourly rate is. And you say that those are my costs. How much do I need to be able to pick up in sponsorships or affiliate revenue through your podcast websites to pick up some money. That might be an easy way just to like do some simple back of the napkin math. That's probably how I would do it. But
so,
again, fortunately, I didn't have to.
So thinking that now, so thank you for that, Joe, because that's really, it's eye-opening. I mean, it's I agree 100% on this. And this will be the last episode of this show and Kitchen Sink WP. No, I mean, yeah, I mean, this show doesn't make many money. Well, we've had some sponsorships. We've broken even to a point in our, you know, because we have the hosting fee. It's our only real fee, truly. We have a web host, not the host, the domain, and we have the audio. So when we get sponsors, which is, you know, a couple times a year tops, it just pays that. We really haven't made. I guess we've made a little bit of money on it at one point last year, but we haven't made a ton. Kitchen Sink, is for me, ROI, it feeds into, because I share what I've learned in my agency and I share that to the community and I share it that way, and it builds subject matter expertise and I get consulting work and we get agency work from that type of brand recognition, the overlap, you know. I mean, I have specifically gotten work from the agency because people have listened to the show and they've called me up and they've hired us to build sites or maintain sites,
yeah.
You know.
So. Yep. Yep.
So that definitely is there, but it took a while. It was easily. I mean, it's been 5 years, so it's been at least 2 years before that happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a key point. That these days, podcasts get monetized in so many interesting ways. Like the road to go to like very very directly monetizing a podcast is a hard road. To go straight to advertisers on a show or even like Patreon. Subscribers funding directly the show, where the money is for the show itself, is a really challenging road. That takes a lot of time. That takes consistency and takes really, really good content. And to an extent, like some luck, you know, standing out in a very crowded market and not having other people, you know, overwhelm you. But more often I find podcasts are monetized in, or getting returns in more indirect ways. Mm-hmm. For example, the WP MRR podcast is a great example because it's, branded alongside a course, the WP MRR course, teach people how to transform their businesses and begin earning recurring revenue. That is a, monetized venture directly with the podcast as a content piece to help build an audience, educate people, and indirectly guide the most interested subscribers towards the course. That's I think a little more common approach these days is use podcasts indirectly.
I agree. And I just want to say that I love what you just said there. You said on the MRR course, reoccurring revenue. You didn't say passive income. I'm just kidding.
Don't get me started.
Buzzword for you.
Don't get me started on passive income.
Because, you know, it's Yeah.
We don't have time for that.
Okay. Okay. Right. Maybe episode 200.
Yeah. Another vague rant day.
Yeah. Okay. So no, I agree. I mean, it's one of those things that just, it takes effort. I know I've actually done a talk and I've done it a whole bunch of times now. And I actually, if I'm not mistaken, I think Kyle gave me the topic. Remember back when I was at WeWork in LA, I was asked to do a talk for these, there was a business expo. I submitted a topic, real short notice. They needed someone like in a couple weeks. It was growing your business. Oh no, what was it called, Kyle? Do you remember the podcasting? Oh yeah, podcasting to grow your business. Yeah, that's what it was.
Was it that one?
I think so. Maybe it was a content one. Either way.
Yeah, no, I told you the proper care and feeding. Oh, you're right. That's website one.
Oh, that's right. But so I came up with another talk, but I've done both a lot, and they both do really well for me in talks. And then it leads to me to, you know, helping people either set up podcasts or help people realize what it takes, the website. So I get the work out of that, you know. But it takes a commitment. You have to be committed to put in the time.
Yeah, I think from what both you guys said is totally right. I think so. I think about the podcasts I listen to the most and I listen to consistently, and they're the ones where it's not like Kyle, what you said about really, really good content is very true. I almost think of it as like, it almost is like fuel for me. It's like part of my like day to day life now. Like, oh, the podcast that one comes out on Tuesday. I know when I'm refreshing on Tuesday morning. Oh, it's Tuesday. This podcast is going to come in. Like that's the kind of consistency I think you need, even to even like attract potential new customers and attract people who want to pay for advertising space. You need to have that. The other thing is kind of, this may be another like buzzword for you, like alongside passive income, but it's just, you have to, and it's not just for podcasts, but it relates to podcasts, is just, especially advertisers, they're paying you because you're putting out good content, but it's also because you have an audience of people who are potentially going to buy something from you at a pretty high conversion rate, so that when you tell people something, you know, people want to click through to other stuff. So it's not just about you know, great content. It's about, you know, taking has the time, be, like Adam
it's,
said.
It's the triple win. It has to be a win-win-win. The audience has to get something out of it. The sponsor needs to get something out of it. You know, you're offering value. Yeah. So, I mean, I've turned down
selling spots.
Yeah. I've turned down sponsors because if it doesn't match my audience, I don't want just the money grab. I mean, you know, it would be pure money. And I have too much respect for my own audience and they respect me. And I have that, you know, I have to be authentic to that, you know?
Yeah, I think about this in like the difference between kinetic energy and potential energy. It's like you could get the quick money grab now and get some of that energy, but you're losing a ton of potential energy in terms of like future potential buyers of your audience who will buy from you once they trust you. But if you go for that money grab, it breaks all that. So you gotta make sure you're balancing that pretty well. And especially with podcasting, which is it's enormously like a huge trust factor thing.
Right.
It's like when we're on here, like I don't have like a script for anything I'm saying. Like I'm just, a lot of what I'm saying is off the cuff. When I'm writing a blog post, I'm nice and comfortable. Oh, delete that. Oh, that's not what I want to say. This is just kind of unfiltered. So you really have that trust factor involved as well.
Right. I mean, this episode is brought to you by Harry's Razor. I'm kidding. Or Casper Mattress, or no, you know, it doesn't match. It wouldn't make sense. So, yeah.
Do you guys do any looking? I mean, because we are kind of talking about ROI, maybe we could talk a little bit about like the metrics you guys are using to, I don't know if you guys look at like download numbers or like use any metrics tools to measure like how many listeners are on the podcast.
Every now and then, about once a quarter, I'll go back up to Libsyn. We have the basic level. So I'll just see what the overall downloads are. And, you know, we're at episode 100. We're not huge numbers. It's only 100. We're at 2 years now. We're not consistent every week, and that's part of our problem. You know, it's travel, little babies, kids, school, whatever it may be. You know, mostly Ashley's fault. I'm kidding. No, you know, so you know, even on my other show, I look at the stats maybe once a quarter. I don't focus too much on it because it's not my primary thing. You know, and I know what my stats are, but I don't like dive in too deep. I mean, you know, at the moment, it's. You know, if I was doing a podcast network, sure, you know, ASPN, Adam Silver Podcasting Network.
Yeah. You know, honestly, probably the biggest ROI I get from doing Christine and I's podcast, the WPMRR WordPress podcast, the number one ROI I get, it's probably not financial or driving business to my WP buffs, or we don't do any sponsored thing. Probably the number one thing that I get out of it, and it, really in terms of eventual financial ROI, is I meet so many awesome and interesting people in the WordPress space who and now can be part of my network. I can, mm-hmm. you know, they're on the podcast. I can promote a lot of their cool stuff that they're doing, as well as tell a lot of their story. Now I can email them down the line. Hey, I'm having this challenge. I know you do this. Do you have any advice? Like, that's is actually super invaluable for me. Right. And when I want to promote something, you know, they and I reach out to them. Hey, you had me on the podcast. Sure, I'll throw your thing in the newsletter. Doesn't always have to be that transactionary, but there's a certain benefit that people get when they have a really good and close network around them. And that's one of the biggest things I've done, is just like having people on the podcast turns them into people who are around me.
Case in point, and my last point on this is, this podcast exists because of my other podcast. Kitchen Sink has been out, you know, a lot longer. Kyle used to listens to it. We met at Work Camp Dayton. You know, we became friends, and I went to Work Camp Dayton because I listened to Dustin's podcast, and I was on his show. I have vacationed with both of these guys. Kyle and I have gone out of the country together. So yeah, I mean, that alone is why I do it. For the friendships and for the community alone, it's my, you know, I don't blog, I speak. Easier for me to speak about something than it is to write 800 words. That's why I podcast. That's my ROI.
I'm with that. I'm down with that.
So there you go. So yeah, 100% on that. Okay. Okay, I hope that helps, Serena Dawn. Keep going.
Did you guys see on Twitter this like KFC that blew up
in
North Carolina?
Yes, that was awesome. Well, not awesome.
No.
But, yeah.
What?
Yeah. Oh. Like in North Carolina.
Eden.
Is that far from you? Eden?
Eden. Yeah. Yeah, it's down the road.
That's crazy. The video's just nuts. It just like.
Yeah, there was a gas explosion. Yeah.
Poof. Like a balloon popping.
Right. It was just amazing. Actually, how far is that from me? I'll tell you, just a FYI. It is actually, it's actually not that far from me, really. It's approximately. Mm. Technically, it is. I mean, not that the audience wants to know this. It's about 2 hours, 100 miles away.
Okay.
So, okay. On that note, we're going to move to another support spotlight. We have two more to go. The last two. Do we want to just hit it?
Yeah, hit it.
All right. Here's one. Here's one right now. So there you go. Here we go.
So I got this friend named Joe, host of a really cool podcast show. He's ready to do whatever it takes to make his business grow. With Marvin at his side, heavy on the pedal, his foot's applied. He says, team, get inside. He's taking him on a crazy ride. He's the next Gary V. Everything an entrepreneur should be. Ethical, responsible, and bursting with integrity. Take his course and you'll be learning how to make your pay recurring. Profit and you'll be ensuring. Just like Joe, you'll be enduring. Not happy with the small stuff. Cause it's never enough for this buff. He'll make it look like it ain't tough. Cause it's never enough for this buff. Not happy with the small stuff. Cause it's never enough for this buff. He'll make it look like it ain't tough. Cause it's never enough for this buff. My little clickbait teaser. This friend of mine's no geezer. You will not believe when you find out he's not as old as Weezer. I'll never understand how Joe is able to do everything. He is the maintenance king. Look at all the sales he brings. Daily exercising while impressively businessing. Transparently documenting every day is just more winning. But the best part of all this is Joe is just beginning. This guy has every reason to be 24/7 grinning. He wants to be friends with you. He's a living example of what to do. If he does it, then you should too. Except for the butter in his morning brew. That is really the only thing Joe does that I'm not endorsing. Oh well, on another note, congrats to Joe and Sterling. Not happy with the small stuff, cause it's never enough for this buff. He'll make it look like it ain't tough, cause it's never enough for this buff. Not happy with the small stuff, cause it's never enough for this buff. He'll make it look like it ain't tough, cause it's never enough for this buff. Joe Howard, WPBuffs.com. And also the WPMRR podcast.
Yeah, that's high. Wow. That's high quality right there.
That was fire.
That was
fire.
Yeah. So we got one more. I don't know. I feel a little
Thanks, bro. Wait, hold on. Thanks. Oh, dude, that was amazing. You surprised me with that. I didn't even know that was coming in. I obviously did not read the show notes carefully enough.
Yes.
It says JH in here. You're trying to slide it by me.
That's it.
Dude, that was dope. You guys, before we move on, like, you guys have, like, truly amazing, like, all these are amazing. Do you guys, how much time is spent on this? Or does it just flow out?
It just flows out.
Dre, like Snoop Dogg, just like it just flows onto the pad of paper.
It does every 100 episodes. We have our moments, just as we have our moments.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. Another.
Okay, so there's one more support spotlight. This one is I have a background in theater. I have a degree in performance. So I went down this road, kind of going with my Shakespeare. I'm bringing Shakespeare out a little bit.
Okay. So,
it's a sonnet. Okay, here we go. So, my mighty guy, you inspire me to write. I like the way you connect and think, invading my mind day through the night, always dreaming about fun suspects. Let me compare you to a frightful pie? You are more rightful, spiteful, and silly. Warm drought dries done picnics of July, and summertime has the flightly gilly. How do I like you? Let me count the ways. I love your glorious brain, heart, and smile. Thinking of your knightly heart fills my days. My like for you is a delightful while. Now I must away while whitey heart. Remember the one words whilst we're apart. Ode to the guy. So that is a guy, Cincinnati, out of Florida. We met while we were at Camp Miami last year. He was really happy that I brought him into the fold as far as we crashed the speaker sponsor party. He was shocked that I would do that. He was shocked that I introduced him to everyone I knew. He's awesome. He sends in questions all the time. So guy's awesome. So.
Super nice person. Thank you, Guy, for making this show possible. And really, all the people that we pay tribute to today, you make this show possible. These are not sponsors or ads that we're doing today by someone throwing money at us.
Unless these they want to. The people. They can donate.
I mean, we'll take your money. I'm not gonna lie here.
I just Venmo'd you.
Sweet. Okay, thanks.
Awesome.
Thanks. That's good. But seriously, the reason we do this show is because of these people. They make it possible. If it weren't for them, I don't know. Would we still be producing this thing? Who knows?
Let's not find out. Keep sending the questions, people. All right. So we have one more segment here. We're going to do it. We're going to do actually the segment, the fun segment, because this has been so bad. Otherwise, I'm kidding.
I don't know. You jerk.
Flux capacitor.
Oh my gosh. What's your name?
All right. So this, of course, is the segment where we give each other a topic, a category to name as many things as you can in 30 seconds or less. You get the Jeopardy timer. And so we'll go with that. And we'll see who wins this. And
it's 100 episodes in. I should hope people know how this game is played.
You would hope. Okay. So, all right. I'm going to ask Kyle the first one, and I'm going to get the timer ready. Kyle, are you ready?
I am ready. Hit me.
I have one of two. I'm going to go with the easier one, I guess.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, they're both easy. I'll come back to the second one after. Okay, so the first one. Here we go. Name in 30 seconds, as many as you can, hairstyles. Ready? Go.
Cornrows? I don't know. A ponytail?
Two.
Pigtails?
Three.
Mullet?
Four.
The mohawk?
Five.
Let's see.
Don't look it up. You can't cheat.
Mop top.
Six. I'll give you mop top, sure.
Dreadlocks.
Seven.
I don't know a lot of hairstyles. Is that good?
Seven's seven. Okay. Bob, bangs, beehive.
What? I don't know any of these.
Bowl cut.
I'm good with seven. Okay. Which that's like kind of an average
response.
Which one's
the bowl, the one where you put the bowl and cut?
That's a bowl cut.
Oh, you said that?
Bowl cut. Yeah.
No, I didn't say it.
You didn't, but I did. Yeah. So you got seven. You have a crew cut.
Seven's good.
I don't know. Whatever. Okay. I could have said bald. Afro, probably.
Afro for my.
Could I have said bald? Would you take that?
I would not take bald. Bald is not a haircut.
I'd take that. It's a hairstyle.
Yeah.
It's like the vacuous example.
All right. So actually, hey Kyle, let me ask you the other one. I was going to mention to you real quick. See, you think you would have done well with this one?
Let me just say if I would have gotten better or worse.
Okay. Name as many as you can. Birthdays of your parents, siblings, and brother or sister-in-laws of your brother or sister-in-laws. Do you know?
I think I would have got more of that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I've got everybody's dates.
Okay. I wasn't sure for you because you have a lot of family, you know. So
I do. I have a big family, so I could just go youngest to oldest and just cruise through the year.
Okay. But either way, okay. So you did it. So you got seven. Okay. So who's next?
Seven Kyle. The score to beat. That's the score to beat. Okay.
Well. Right.
Okay. Score to beat is seven. Joe, are you ready for yours?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay. I want you to name in 30 seconds as many, with the exclusion of your own and the one you're on, WordPress-related podcasts.
Ready? Go.
WP Elevation, Matt Report. Oh, you said not the ones I'm on. The... The one we just talked about, Tara's podcast. We're counting it as three. We're going to say it after it's done because I can't think of the pressure. Four.
That's two.
The WPMU Dev podcast. I don't remember what it's called, but I think that's what it's called.
I'm giving you two. I gave you two.
I give you four.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, fine. I'm outvoted.
A huge list of this on the website, a big blog post with like
I know
20 of them on
that's
there.
That's right.
I think we're okay. Okay.
Help me out with some more. I know I missed a few.
Yeah, there's WordPress Weekly.
Kitchen Sink WP.
Yeah.
Oh, that's also true. Yeah.
WP Coffee Talk.
Then I forgot Hallway Chats.
Hallway Chats.
Coffee Talk, which I was just on. Yeah. God, nice. These pressure cooker questions, guys.
Right.
See?
Bob Dunn has like
four.
17 podcasts.
Yeah. He just emailed me a list of all of them.
Right.
I just
cried
right now. Should have gotten like 15 on that one, but
all right.
The pressure cooker. Yeah, man.
I know. That's why everyone hates this game.
Right. All right. What do you got for me?
And then I forget podcasts that I definitely know of, and then I feel bad because those people like, okay, shake it off.
What do you got?
Right, what do you got for Adam?
All right, Adam, are you ready to rock and roll?
Oh, sure.
In 30 seconds, name as many... I wanted to say original 151, but I'm just going to go general Pokemon as you can.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, ready? Okay, here we go.
you asked the old man.
Oh, man. Pikachu. Jigglypuff.
Yes.
Here's the funny thing. So my kids actually just recently had like the thing out. Oh, Ditto.
Yeah.
Charmander.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Jigglypuff, I got Lucario.
Sure.
Greninja.
Sure.
Yeah.
Six.
Sure.
Six.
I'll take six.
Sure.
I actually don't know about the new ones. I know only the original 151. But,
I didn't know there were that many. I mean, my kids, we just found their old box of them. So I was like going through them again. I was like, oh yeah, I can't remember from when they had them.
Oh, yeah.
I should sell these.
Wow. Toys.
I just,
and there's
Meowth.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was rough.
What's the Uber version?
So Kyle, you win.
Mewtwo.
Oh, Mewtwo. That's what I'm thinking.
Mewtwo. Yeah. Kyle, you win. You got seven.
Adam, we'll give you Charmander, even though you pronounce it Charmander, which, you know, it's
like it's the toilet paper.
It's like Target.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Fine. All right. Kyle, take us out. Do that little segment.
Okay. Thank you guys for listening to the WPMRR podcast.
Just kidding.
The Get Options podcast. But do check out the WPMRR podcast. It's not bad. I've listened to every episode. And anyway, we want more questions. We've done 100 episodes now. It only took us a couple years to do it. And we want to do maybe 100 more. You know what we need for that? 200 questions. Because we do 2 questions per episode. That's how the math works.
Mm-hmm.
So do your part, okay? If everyone who listens to this show contributed 1 question, we could do 2 more episodes.
No, it's not true.
I'll send in my question tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know who we didn't do a shout out to? I just realized, didn't send in questions, but you know who we actually have on a total before you finish this up? We didn't do a shout out to your dad, Kyle. He's a fan.
Yes. You're right.
Mr. Maurer. Thank you
for
being
a business owner too. And he appreciates some of the good questions that we get on this show and has sent in questions before. That contributed to great discussion.
Right. Okay.
And perhaps we could do another shout out for the old man on another episode. That'd be nice. Mm-hmm. He'd appreciate that. For sure.
Okay. Yes. All right. So send in questions. That's the point there, right?
Yeah. Anyway, send them. It's not hard to figure out how to do that, I guess, if you know how to use the internet and whatever.
You can find us online, Twitter primarily, @get_options. Kyle's at Mr. Kyle Maurer. I'm at Adam Silver. Joe, where are you at on Twitter?
At Joseph H. Howard. That's 3 H's right there in the middle.
Wow. That is a lot of Howard. That's a lot of H's.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're also at SoundCloud. Say goodbye, Kyle. Say goodbye, Joe.
Goodbye, Kyle.
Goodbye, Kyle. Joe.
Really? I'm leaving it all in there.